that members of the project team have some wireless mics over here. If you all could go over and grab those, turn them on. If you have a question, please, we want you to ask it through the microphone so that we can all hear you. Who's going to break the ice with the first question? Anyone? Anything at all? Oh, we do. Yes, the gentleman has a question.
Mitchell Fred with Parks and Rec, Claudemore Rec Center. We have our own software, RecTrack, so part of cache management is that. Famous is supposed to be updated daily with those numbers. It's not. Is there going to be a smooth interface between those two systems?
They both can answer it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we did include all of the systems that feed Famous currently. We did include those interfaces as a part of the requirements for the implementation of this system. So I, at this point, that has not been actually looked at as to how that's going to be done. But I'll tell you, it is on the list. And if I remember right, I think there are, I think there's like 60 different systems that actually feed Famous. So it's a very comprehensive list. So it hasn't been ignored. I just can't tell you how that's going to be done. If you have some input on that, we're going to give you an email address. I think you ought to document it and send it in just to get on the tickler list.
Other questions? Yes, in the back there.
Good morning. Could you briefly explain the security protocols you're undertaking with respect to the personnel-related part of the system as far as ensuring the contractors nor staff that shouldn't have access to personal information does not have that access?
Sure. Oracle applications, there's a user responsibility functionality, essentially sign-on password, which you're kind of probably familiar with. And those, when you actually do that log on, you're kind of compartmentalized into the area of the applications that you and you only should have access to. In terms of things like social security numbers or other sensitive data, there's ways of masking and encrypting that data. And that's all been incorporated into the requirements. So we'll be definitely focusing on those sensitive areas.
But again, Gary, if you've got particular stuff that you think we haven't caught, make sure you know, have your folks, you know, get in touch with us so that we can make sure we're covering. I mean, because you've got some idiosyncrasies in your systems.
There's another question in the back.
Hi, I'm Kathy Richardson from Parks and Recreation, and my question is, we have an interim performance assessment system right now, and I'm wondering if that will connect with the HR side of this new system.
So this performance assessment system is part of the human resources performance in terms of assessing people's skills and, you know, generally the human resources application would be handling those activities. So that's a phase two initiative. So I would think that would be included in HR. So again, if you have a particular question, you could go ahead and send it in. We'll be sure to get back to you on it.
Let's get the microphone to you, okay?
Hi, could you please tell me if during this entire transition, if we work for the government, then we send any questions at all to the ERP info at Loudoun? Thank you very much.
Yes, the email addresses are here. That's where you can, concerns, questions at all, send it to this email box. We'll monitor that and get answers back to you.
Hi, I'm Ken Cunningham with the General Services, and my question is, I understand that this system will be a batch entry and not an online update. Is that correct or not?
If you're referring to integration with interfaces, yes. Generally, they'll be taking batch interfaces from feeder systems. So.
Other questions?
I think what Ken is referring to is, I do know your circumstances over there with the Sprocket system, which is the maintenance system. And there's Parks and Recreation is another good example. There's going to be lots of examples in the public schools where there are standalone systems that have specific functionality that are not a part of the core business functionality provided by Oracle. And I said I think there's about 60 of those out there. They will continue to have to come into Oracle through batch interfaces, and that's just the way, you know, standard industry practice is. But we have them documented. If you think you've got one that you're concerned about, again, you know, send the email to us and we'll make sure it's on the list.
Question in the middle here.
My question is about testing. When the online payroll system was being implemented, they tested it at a lot of the field locations, not just centrally. And I just hope that that will be done, because a lot of the, I work at a community center, and we connect a lot of in a different way than you would in one of the main buildings. And it just, I think, helps work out some of the kinks when you're doing the testing phase.
Sure, yeah, we've got for phase one, we've got four distinct testing cycles. We've got conference room pilot one, conference room pilot two, system integration testing, and user acceptance testing. So this system will be rigorously tested, and we'll use your data. I mean, you know, we're gonna have your subject matter experts going through test scripts to verify that the system, you know, meets your needs, and then all the data that you require is incorporated.
You know, the same issue should be true with libraries and with fire and rescue as well, that we need to actually make sure this stuff works from the other sides.
Ben, I think you just answered my question, but predominantly I'm interested in to see if we still have an opportunity to maybe offer ourselves as guinea pigs.
I couldn't hear. I'm sorry, we couldn't hear.
What I'd like to know is, are there still opportunities for agencies to offer themselves up as guinea pigs for the testing?
Yes. Yeah. I said yes. Answer is yes. Other questions? As you leave, and if you have questions, which you will after you get a chance to think about this some more, the email addresses on the screen and on your handout are places to send those questions. I'd like to turn it back to Lee very quickly for just a quick wrap up.
We'd like to thank you all for coming and your kind attention. And remember that professionals built the Titanic, but amateurs built the Ark. We'll be fine. We'll do a great job. Thank you for coming.